The United Nations has been talking about fostering a culture of peace in the world since its inception, and the UN's existence traces directly back to the disaster of World War II. But a culture of peace can be fostered within local communities, and that's just what the Ashland Culture of Peace Commission works to do. It set up a few years ago and has been working steadily in the community and in contact with city officials. Let's get up to date with the Ashland Culture of Peace Commission. Executive Director David Wick joins us in the studio. David, welcome back.
Good morning.
And Joyce Seegers is here as well. She's been here before in different capacities, but this time as a Culture of Peace Commission board member. Welcome back, Joyce.
Thanks so much, Jim.
So what led to the idea of a local Culture of Peace Commission?
Well, I've been involved with an NGO of the United Nations. That's the non-governmental organization, Pathways to Peace, since 1980. And Pathways in the early 80s actually helped to establish at the United Nations 1981, the International Day of Peace, which was a resolution of the United Nations, and been involved with that since then, establishing International Day of Peace celebrations in the San Francisco Bay Area, and then started that here in Ashland, and actually 2012, getting together with Herb Rothschild from Peace House and Eric Sorotkin, local human rights attorney, and established 2012, really wonderful International Day of Peace, and which is wonderful. But in 2013, really brought the concept, because working with Pathways to Peace at the UN, the whole idea of a culture of peace was supported, engaged in. And in 1999, the UN had a resolution on a program of action, a culture of peace. And so it's really been moving that whole idea forward. And so International Day of Peace is wonderful, and we've got a big event coming up this September 21st. But the idea is the culture of peace, it's really moving from a culture of violence, a culture of, you know, discord, to a culture of peace. But how do you do that on a daily basis, on an ongoing basis? So that's where we look at how do we ground a culture of peace locally. And when we're talking about culture,
so this is sort of like think globally, act locally.
Absolutely. This is a local global initiative. Because what we're doing here is kind of like an experimental step that really many other people are paying attention to, people at the UN, people at the International Cities of Peace, and see this as a model because we're doing this uniquely. Let me just say that we're talking about the big picture. This is not just Ashland. We're talking about all communities, because the culture of peace is a set of values, attitudes, traditions, and modes of behavior and ways of life. So it's really, think about it, how we move on the big picture to a culture. And we're not just talking about peace. We're talking about a culture of peace. And everyone has a role in that. And it only begins with each of us individually. We make choices every day. And that's what makes our culture.
Kind of like the old song goes, "Let there be peace on earth, let it begin with me."
Well, that's exactly right. And we've learned that, and we're showing that in what we're doing here in Ashland.
So, Joyce Seegers, what appealed to you about the idea of a Culture of Peace Commission? What got you involved?
Since I could remember, that was important to me. I think growing up in an area in New York where there was a multitude of people coming out of World War II, and there was such a heaviness in my life growing up, and I felt resentment about it, and I had nothing that I had any power to do anything with. And then as I grew older, took different steps. And when I came back, I left Ashland for over a year. And when I came back, there was just this big hole in me. I was working, and I didn't have the passion that is really important in my life. And I met David actually years ago, and we never connected again. And then I heard about the Culture of Peace and investigated it. That was it. Became part of my life.
So from your perspective, what is the end goal of creating a Culture of Peace Commission? What do you end up with at the point where the process has reached its apex and everybody has more or less bought in?
Well, I don't know that that ever happens. I don't know that we ever reach that apex. There's always going to be some kind of continuity, some kind of a vision that will increase. And I believe that's going to come from the young people. We're very interested in speaking with millennials and finding out what their vision is, because we don't have the answers. This is really a message of inquiry. What is it that you have to bring to us? We're not dictating that.
Yeah, and also let me say, and so much of what we're talking about is also on our website, which is a lot of information, is ashlandcpc.org. ashlandcpc.org. A lot of good information is there. And just to, you know, kind of be clear about what at least my thinking is on this, is that, again, we're talking about a culture and how, and we use the, to organize, we use the Pathways to Peace Wheel, which outlays in our community education, business, culture, science, environment, religion, law, habitat, which are a representation of all parts of our community. And each one of them is a pathway to peace. Each one of them is a poet of a culture of peace as we become more conscious about it. But there's always going to be conflict. You know, I mean, we live in a physical world, and there's duality, and there's always difference. And but it's how we deal with that and how we work through this. So when we established the Culture Peace Commission, it did not bring a lot of the work from the UN. It's really, how do we grow this here? What is our local reflection of a culture of peace? And what we started off with is kind of like the vision statement, is the Culture of Peace, Ashland Culture of Peace, a community-wide movement dedicated to transforming our attitudes, behaviors, and institutions into ones that foster harmonious relationships with each other in the natural world. So harmonious relationships. So it's really about, again, it comes back to us as individuals and what are the choices we make daily. So we've done an incredible number of things over this last year, including really establishing, we have some really top professionals.
Let me remind people what we're talking about here. We are talking about the Culture of Peace Commission in Ashland. David Wick is the executive director. Joyce Seegers is one of the board members, since they've recently formed up, I guess, as a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
We're under a fiscal agency right now with Ubuntu Works, and we're establishing our own 501c3, and so Joyce is one of the early board members of that.
Okay, now you can join the conversation on the exchange at 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So how? Let's get to the how. How do you reach out to people, and how do you want them to respond to add to a culture of peace in Ashland?
Well, one of the first things that we did, and we started off, is saying, how do we start with a presence here, and we established our peace ambassador team, and it is to, and this is when you talked about the difficult behaviors downtown from last summer, and so one of the first steps we did was to be on the street in a positive presence to assist with engaging all people, including the travelers and people who are homeless and residents and visitors.
And how receptive have some of them been? If you need to pay your rent or looking for money for food, it seems like culture peace is probably not high on your list.
But we talk about how do you engage with the community, even with those difficulties, and how to engage with each other. And it's really, so we've been on Chautauqua Square or Black Swan Plaza at the OSF for months now, twice a week, and we just engage everyone. What is a culture of peace? What is your part of it? And really sitting and talking about, how do we, even in challenging situations, how do we establish relationships where there is support? And we also have reached out in the Friday meals in the railroad district. So it's really engaging people in that level. It's also engaging people in the business level, in the business community. And Joyce, your thoughts on that?
Well, there are a lot of people who felt fear with some of the engagements that happened. And
well, that's a good point, because Ashland is a relatively placid, peaceful place, but there are these conflicts with the travelers, homeless, whatever you want to call them, people hanging out downtown.
Right, right. Well, it is a reality, and people didn't really want to see it, but then all of a sudden it was in their face. And so to be able to dialogue with these kids or adults, it goes from, teens all the way, people in their 70s and 80s that are out of their homes. And I think that the businesses became very concerned about them being there. So there was a great fear that grew. And we know what happens when fear, it becomes the element. And so we began speaking with them. And there's a communication now. When you walk down the street, people have mentioned the fact that it's a different attitude when they walk down, that there isn't that aggressiveness because these kids are being heard. And there is some feeling like you can walk up and you hug somebody that, you know, you've seen the day before that needed a slice of pizza.
So it sounds like it's really about changing human transactions at the most basic level.
That's perfectly put.
You're absolutely right, because really sitting with the, you know, travelers and people, they're saying, you know, that they are, you know, no one's listened to them like this. I mean, really sit and be in conversation, be in dialogue. And it makes a huge difference with people. But it's not just people on the street. Again, we're talking about all parts of the community, and not just Ashland. This is, you know, much beyond that. So every community is part of this.
And on that very topic, we have Sandy and Mount Shasta on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking to folks from the Culture of Peace Commission in Ashland. Welcome.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call. Boy, guys, I'm so down with this Culture of Peace idea. What you're describing happening in Ashland, I think, is happening in miniature in Mount Shasta, where I live. And I know that Mount Shasta recently established some kind of a commission to at least study how to help homeless people and stuff like that. There is much of the way of service down here. But I'd really like to know what kind of outreach you're doing to other communities and how I could get involved with what you're doing and maybe bring some of it down here.
All right. Well, so is it just Ashland-focused at this point, or are you working with people in other towns to sort of emulate the model that you've created here?
Well, not yet. We haven't been reaching out because we've really been, you know, establishing the base here, and it's happening. It's really working. Amazing things are taking. We're engaged with the city council. You know, we're engaged with many parts of the community, but it's really still establishing that base, and that is part of the intent is to share what has happened here. So people, again, you can go to the website, Ashland, ashlandcpc.org, and there is a place to sign in with the, we have a Peace Builders community network, and there you can fill out information there, and we'll be engaged with people as we move forward. But that is part of the intention, is to, you know, help others. And it's really, we're not telling people what to do. The whole point of it is all educational. And it's all about the inquiry. It's asking, what is a culture of peace? What is your part? What do you do? I'd even ask you, Jeffrey, what is the culture of peace that comes to mind to you?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking the question. You're the ones answering them. So let me ask either of you, though, because you've been working on this since 2012 in Ashland, and this is a time, in this period of time, we've got Syria going on overseas. In our own country, we've had Ferguson, Baltimore, Staten Island, Dallas, I mean, any one of a number of incidents where there has been great violence in America. And I wonder if that is any bit of a offset or off-put to what you're trying to do, Joyce.
It's definitely on our minds, in our hearts. The fact that we don't have an answer for it, but the best that we can do is our own work. And someone pointed out, you know, we were at a meeting and someone dropped something and another person picked it up and handed it. And it was done with ease and being concerned for the next person. And I think that's what the culture of peace for me is so relevant, because I can wake up every morning, look at the news and, you know, go dive under the pillows again. However, I'm getting up and I'm doing something that I know is affecting other people. And it's just by my own being.
So, David Wick, it seems like you probably could have called this a couple of different things, but five letters, peace keeps it small. But it could have been the culture of treating people with respect commission.
You bet.
Any one of a number of things.
You bet. Absolutely. It's really fundamental. I mean, you take a look at you know, the UN and what's going on with, you know, Russia and Syria and so on like that. What are they doing? They're striving to sit down and talk to each other. They're striving to sit down with understanding. You know, where do people meet? There's big issues and, you know, it gets complex and so on. But really, fundamentally, you sit down and you meet people. You know, what's the saying? You know, an enemy is somebody whose story you have not heard yet. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's really connecting. It's really establishing relationship is what it comes down to. But then we're looking at, okay, great, that's true. And look at how do we impact the systems we live in? How do we impact the organizations?
Well, and on that end, you've been talking to the city a fair amount. So how much buy-in does the city council have thus far?
Well, a lot. They really got very strong support with the city. And we had a proclamation from the city council and Mayor Stromberg. This is March of 2015, where they had a proclamation stating that, yes, they support a culture of peace and encourage, you know, the citizens to engage in that. But I just want to say, but there's a thread that's kind of going through this. And so we started, you know, being engaged with the community, but it's around compassion. You know, it's how do we have compassion for each other? So we're doing that. There's a whole list of things, again, on the website. But what we're doing, 11 days for peace right now. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of activity that's happening.
Started on 9/11, right?
Right. Yeah. And I started on 9/11 at the Southern Oregon Regional Peace Bowl in Medford, U.S. Cellular Park. And leading to the 21st, we have a big event on the 21st at Wesley Hall at the Methodist Church. And everyone is invited. And it's going to have Matthew Fox as a speaker. We have a concert by Cecilia St. King, who's been in New York for years doing the International Day of Peace. But it's also our one-year anniversary. And we have African drumming. Some really cool stuff is going to happen. So everyone is invited. We request a donation, a suggested $20 donation.
And no one is turned away.
No one is turned away. And also the thread, though, and the day after, the 22nd, working with Goodwill and Rogue Community College and having a poverty simulation, and which is bringing people together to really understand people that have not experienced poverty or to learn more about what that means.
Do you have people who are living in poverty as
no,
part of that group?
No, it's more people who are not in poverty, mm-hmm. who are decision makers and business people and others, mm-hmm. to come and experience what that is. So the intent is to then be able to work more collaboratively on that issue. But then following that, we have David Bro, who's coming here for 3 weeks, on compassion. Mm-hmm. And he's going to be here on our streets talking mm-hmm. around compassion. So that's a thread.
All right. A lot of stuff keeping you busy, clearly. So, okay. Yeah. So ashlandcpc.org is the place to go. We do have David Bro apparently coming on to the exchange as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you for joining us today. David Wick, Culture of Peace Commission Executive Director, and Joyce Seeger, Culture of Peace Commission Board Member. Good to have you both on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Take care.